వందేహం శ్రీగురు. The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of November 1975 in Bombay, India.
I must first of all imbibe the spirit. No?
You have already.
Otherwise, how you are coming? I don't know. I have got some.
You don't pay you.
I feel fees. Some sort of attachment to it.
That you don't pay you any fees.
No.
But why you come here?
That I don't know. I don't know.
What do you charge when you go outside?
I charge by night 100 rupees.
Eh?
And day 60 rupees. Bombay people charge double than me.
You mean to you want to charge me?
No.
Hare Krishna. No, I mean to say you are a professional man, you charge. But why do come you have fee?
I don't understand why you. I am attracted to you.
Especially.
I don't understand. I very much thinking. I've been thinking about it. There must be some Purva Janma. We may be relatives, I don't know. No sadhu has been able to attract me as much as you have. Not even temples have attracted me, to tell the truth.
There is no sadhu except
Hare Krishna.
Dr. Kartik Chand Bose, he was a very big man. I was under him, manager of Bose's laboratory. So, from the very beginning, my father was paying him 2 rupees fees. But when he became very big, still my father was paying 2 rupees. His friend, so he refused to take. No, you must be paid something. So he used to accept the 2 rupees.
In those days were a lot of money.
Yes, 2 rupees, nowadays 40 rupees at least.
Mm-hmm.
20 times. Just like ghee, you can. Ghee or gold?
Yes, gold.
Yes, gold standard.
Very good.
So in our childhood, I've seen my mother used to purchase gold for ornament, 20 rupees.
18, 20 rupees.
But
700. 35 times. Okay. The Sumeru is made of gold, Sri Prabhupada?
Yes.
Where is that located?
In your mind?
No. Where is the sun located? No.
Sun?
Yes.
93 million.
No, sun. Where is located now?
Oh, sorry. Out of my sight.
You cannot see.
So maybe we cannot see. I mean, it's not on the earth.
You can.
But you have no idea. Was Maharaj. Maybe I call him also Maharaj. He's a Brahmin.
Some bandhu.
I don't know whether you are a bandhu or yourself, but well, I call you Maharaj.
In South America, one man went up the Amazon River and he found a place where he could pick gold nuggets up out of the water.
Gold nuggets are there in the river, so many. In Africa.
Gold?
Gold nuggets. Because gold never get, oxidized. It's always in production. So nuggets, they are available in big rivers, even in Africa. Because when they come to the mountains, you know, there's nuggets are there.
There is one river in India, Subarnarekha. And between Odisha and Bengal.
Mm-hmm. The sand is up there.
Yes, there you can find gold.
The city of Johannesburg is built on the gold reef. The reef of gold. There's so much gold there, and to dig it up, they will have to break the city streets.
They have another one. Yes.
They have deliberately built the city on top of the gold.
That South Africa is in the belt of Brazil, more or less. And Brazil is a very difficult, I mean, place to search about this thing, because they're all general, no? Brazil and south of Brazil.
Russians do not utilize the gold.
They see gold has got no value. So far as value, because it is a stamping metal. Otherwise, what use it can be made of? So far as the samsara is concerned, iron is more important than gold. To tell the truth.
So let them
from
exchange.
The utility point of view.
Let them exchange. We give them iron.
They don't want to. they may use it at some future date.
Therefore, they're arrested.
Karl Marx, Hegel, Engel, all these fellows were more materialists. All those three philosophers. And the philosophy of Karl Marx is the abstract materialism.
Now, one book has been published in Russia, an appreciation of Nehru. All the
he was a Marxist. You see, he went in 1912 to Moscow before the revolution to meet all those fellows.
This book is stories of different Russian scientists and politicians, philosophers, giving their appreciation of how they knew Nehru and...
Just to classify...
Flattering.
Indira Gandhi.
Yeah. Flattering.
So they've just presented this book.
Some Soviet bra house to create.
Yeah. Soviet bra house to create some suit of Purusha Pasu.
How they smuggled away the secret of atom smashing from America, these Russians. They smuggled away the secret of atom bomb from America.
The Germans?
No, Russians smuggled away.
No.
Germans came to America thinking that...
From the Germans.
Yes, sir, but it is said that the German scientists ran away to America because they were afraid of Hitler. If Hitler gets the secret of atom, he would bomb out the whole world.
No, Hitler knew it.
No, but they were not able to be successful to...
He knew it, everything, but he did not like to do it. He said, you are gentlemen, like these people are not gentlemen. He knew it perfectly well. He said that I can smash the whole world, but I do not use that way. The Germans already discovered. But out of humanity, they did not use it. And all the your America and other countries, they have stolen from German.
I think, sir, German scientists ran away during the wartime to America.
Yes, some of them went to Russia, some of them to America. More scientists were there in Germany.
They say the Germany could produce more scientists because they had all our Vedas and our secret ancient books with them. The Sanskrit literature.
That is also fact.
And one Shankaracharya, I don't know who was a professor in one of the colleges of Madras, he went and met Professor Einstein and talked about, and then he gave out one slok of two lines, which actually depicted how atoms could be smashed. It is in our sciences.
I hope there was one Mr. Bhaduri in Benares. He was a great astrologer. So he told me that from Benares, the Germans have taken three books. One is Akash Patol, one is Kapod Bahi, and is Kapod Bahi. Kapod Bahi is aeroplane.
Okay.
Ka means Akash. And there is another science, Kapod Bahi, to carry man by the pigeons. That is not his display. Kapod Bahi.
That is the next.
And there is another, Akash Patrol. Any, even your chairs, you sit down by mantra, you do.
I don't know how you
three
must
books
have
they have gotten. They paid some 8 lakhs of that Mr. Bhaduri told me. Hare Krishna.
That means this civilization must have felt the pangs of the modern sciences and then they must have lost it. No?
Yeah. Not lost, it is there. You don't take it. Yes. What is there? One who can read. Yeah. Yeah. Good boy.
They couldn't chant those mantras, though, could they?
Huh?
If they tried, even if they tried, they wouldn't be able to chant the mantras.
Why? Nobody taught them. You are chanting. How you are chanting? Nobody taught them. That is it.
Why the Germans are good Sanskrit scholars?
Yes, they.
Why?
Because they had very good tendency for learning Sanskrit to know so many things. That was their research. They knew it, that in Sanskrit language there are so many wonderful things.
Now, sir, they say that in American universities also, many universities have started teaching Sanskrit.
Yes, in every school, every college, every university, there is Sanskrit. Hare Krishna.
It was the real man who, I mean, he when he started studying Vedas, he realized that in Sanskrit language there is a huge literature of very great importance. So he spread the thing in this thing in Germany. No, he was staying in England.
International scholars meeting, these diacritic marks were discovered for studying Sanskrit. The diacritic marks which he used, that is International Agreement of Sanskrit Scholars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Those marks.
Yes.
A and A and U and I'm yes. Nine and this dots. Yes, that is that is international. I mean, nobody can change that. That they have done it long back, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, Max Muller's time.
Yeah.
There are so many scholars, even in Paris, Germany,
Rome, and Webb,
Italy.
They were. Professor in Presidency College, when we are school children, they admitted Sanskrit is the mother of all languages.
In fact, Persian is the first letter of Sanskrit. It looks like that. When you study Persian, so many words Sanskrit directly taken in Persian. The Russian language, I mean, so many words are there of Sanskrit.
Hmm? Now whole world will find Sanskrit. The first word, mother and father, that is Sanskrit.
Yes.
Matri and Pitri.
Everywhere it starts like that. All the languages.
Now to know, from that knowledge. Gna. To know. Jnana. That is knowledge.
Hare Krishna.
Then Jnana.
Yes.
Mother is mare and father is pear.
Padri. Baba. Little.
Padru. Brother.
Padri. In Spanish, father is padre.
Latin and Sanskrit are more or less common. They have got those Sapta Vibhaktis in Latin also.
And this Christ has come from Krishna.
Christ.
Krishna.
Sir.
Yes?
The cow from cow. I mean, cow from cow. No? It is absolutely not. So very easy.
We are Christian, and then Christian.
Christian.
That is similar.
Oh, nine, sir. But Christ was really a Bhagavat. I mean, in a true sense.
Anyone who accepts God is Bhagavad.
Christ, sir, really taught absolutely Bhagavad Gita. If you read all his sayings, all what, I mean, the New Testament and his Sermon on Mount, all, it's absolutely Bhagavad. I have studied it very in great detail and compared the two myself. So Christ was the greatest Hindu. To tell the truth. But as those people in the Middle East were heathens and absolutely jungle, they crucified him. Had he been here, he would have been a big saint and avatar.
recent history that he did not die. He came to Kashmir.
Came to Kashmir. There is a tomb in Kashmir. I have read some literature about it. There's a resurrection. They said that they smuggled him out of that cave. It is possible. When he was on the cross, he must have gone into a trance.
Even by yoga system.
He must have gone into a trance.
He lived by trance.
He was a great yogi. There is no doubt about it.
By trance.
When he on the cross, they say he uttered, "Father, don't forsake me." That is the time he went into trance, most probably. And he must have gone in trance when he said, uttered the last word, "Father, don't forsake me." And then when he was brought down in the lap of his mother, and they took him in the cave, no? Under the guard of those Italian soldiers. Then there was a big hurricane or something like that. And they all ran away. And after that, he was smuggled away from that place. Christ has rebuilt his father's temple in true sense. The way he spread the Christianity. The churches have degenerated his teaching, unfortunately. It's the church.
Every young man is keeping big hair.
Kesadharanam.
Lavanam kesa. That is the symptom of this age. It is written in the Bhagavad. Lavanam kesadharanam.
Yes.
Vipratam sutram evahi. Vipratam sutram evahi. A man becomes Brahmin simply by the thread.
They keep on the thread for chavi. For keeping key there, so that it may not be lost.
And dampatya gati mevahi. Husband and wife means sex. Dampatya gati mevahi. These are everything.
The ideals were established so high that it was difficult for the common folk to reach that.
It is not for common folk. It is for the Rajarshis. Young Rajarshayavide. Not for the lower class. Therefore the whole population was trained how to become Rajarshi. Now the lower class, they are taking the place of Rajarshi. That is the division. Krishna says that this science is meant for the Rajas, among Rajas. He did not go to preach to the lower class.
That is why it became master.
Huh?
That is the yoga became master.
No, the system was master. Lower class, he became a student of Bhagavad Gita. That is, therefore it is master. Sakalena yoga nasta paranta. And anyone, any rascal is commenting on Bhagavad Gita. But it was meant for the Rajarshi.
Sir, I must have read at least, if not more, at least 20 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. But I found the best by Acharya Ramanujan and yours. Yeah. They are more parallel, more or less.
Yeah.
I read in English, but that was in Sanskrit. The Sanskrit is going to
Ramanujan is
wonderful.
Vedic quotation for each and every part.
And his Sanskrit is very easy also. Ramanujan.
Amongst the Vaishnavas, he was the greatest Acharya. And to kill the Mayavadis, he was the ablest person, Ramanujan. Still, in South India, the Mayavadis and the Ramanujan, they have talks. And the Mayavadis are defeated, always.
These Acharyas, they are all Ramanujacharya fellows, the Titi Krishnamachari and Rajgopalachari, and they are all these Vaishnavas of the Ramanujacharya fellows.
Acharya means Vaishnava. Ayyar. Ayyar. And our Vaishnav, Nayyar.
Yes. Nayars are non-Hindus, oh, non-Aryans. Then they are all, Nayars are black, charcoal black, because they are not Aryans. Aryans are white.
In Madras there are many Brahmins.
Brahmins are Ayyars. They are quite, even though they have settled in Madras for generations together, they are still having the color.
Hair. Now, Ayyars, they are not Vaishnav, I think. Ayyars? Huh? Acharya is there, Vaishnav.
He is also Nayar.
Nayar.
He is Nayar. Mr. Menon.
Nayar is not Brahmin.
No Brahmin. No thread, no.
He Brahmin says because he is Shankar, Varna Shankar. Yes.
Who?
Shankaracharya.
Was he?
No. Yes. Both he was born when his mother was a widow, and she became pregnant by the priest. So, she was going to kill herself. Then her father restrained her, don't do it. You're in the womb, there is a big personality. So, the Brahmin community did not like.
Oh, I see. That's why they didn't.
Therefore, it's called Shankaracharya.
Oh. Born Shankar.
Yeah. Shankar is, I mean, it's the name of Shankar. I don't think you say they are correctly.
Shankar is Bhagavan. But because he is Shankar, therefore he is not accepted as Bhagavan.
Very good.
Hare Krishna.
Shankar means mixed.
Yeah. That is explained that kiram jatha dadhi vikara. Kiram, milk, becomes dadhi vikara.
Dahi.
Dahi. So, dahi is nothing but milk. But you cannot call it milk.
But he was a Namudripas Brahmin. And I think his father was not a priest but a regular man. That was the case with this Jnaneshwar, Sant Jnaneshwar, that his father once became a sannyasi, and then he came back and had a grahastasram with his wife, because he was ordered by his guru.
That is the case with his guru, Ballabhacharya. He became sannyasi, then anyway.
Ballabhacharya?
The sannyasi cannot come
back.
Ballabhacharya.
Ballabhacharya. Ballabhacharya. Ballabhacharya's whole progeny is like that. So many of them, all these Brahmins, they think themselves to be, and some of them are even horrible people. Still they call them gurus.
That was formerly Shukracharya. Acharya Vaishyamitra. Shukracharya.
Acharya of Shukra.
Karna Mahaprabhu was 16 years old. He defeated one great Kashmiri Pandit, Keshav Kashmir.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Digvijayi. When he came to Navadvip, then he was defeated by a boy, Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit.
In ancient times, in Shankaracharya's times, Kashmir was
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the evidence of his scholarship in the argument with Keshav Kashmiri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Two places he has proved himself a great scholar. Hare Krishna. Read that portion. Atmaramashtam.
Yes. Atmaram. Yes. That slok is repeated by so many Vaishnavas everywhere.